Cuba Libre. 5. Context and Conceptualization. Tarek has been censored, exiled to his second-floor studio for painting leaders of the revolution fading into the canvas, a succession of ghosts. He shows his new video, black screen, Castro's voice, bold white digits flash, 5 minutes of excerpts from a four-hour speech pockmarked with statistics, 5 minutes of number after number recited by the leader. Oh, I get it. Clever. But to the side of me, a rumble from our guide Giovanni, first chuckling softly, then laughing out loud, as each statistic rolls off Castro's mouth. Giovanni laughs and laughs until tears flow, and he bursts like a thunderstorm. Genius, genius! This artist's a genius! All my life, those long speeches. On our way down the narrow stairs, I finger brown twine strung along the wall. Wonderful. Giovanni pays it no mind, but as I stare out loud, he explains. One pull from even the top will undo the front latch. See? Click.